Morning, everyone. This is Matthew Zupon with Creation Internet Services, creationis.com. This is your no BS guide. Why do I call it that? Because, there's going to be times when I'm giving little tips, there's just going to be no BS involved. And we're going to cut through all of that every morning. Starting today, we're going to be doing this live broadcast at 7 a.m. Every single morning. So make sure you're telling your friends about this. If you know somebody in business and you want them to know a little bit more, maybe introduce them to social media marketing, digital marketing, or web design. We're going to be talking about all those things, but mostly we're going to be talking about social media marketing, what it is, how you can use it, and how you can grow your business by just doing a few simple things. All right, so let's dive in. You know, I don't want to waste anybody's time. Your time is valuable, I know that. And so as business owners, your time is extremely valuable. So we want to just jump right in and get on with it. And truthfully, I want you to think of me right now on these short little videos in the morning, your personal social media marketing guide. Or, think of me as someone in your office that is going to be helping you grow your social media. I know business owners, they don't have a lot of time. So when I talk to businesses, they're always saying, you know what? I know the social media thing is important. I just don't know how to do it, or I just don't understand it. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to relate to people. And I really don't have time. I'm trying to run my business. I'm trying to do this. Or we're a small company. So we don't have someone hired to do that. And we're just not sure if we want to hire someone in-house or we want to go outside of our normal comfort zone and have someone come in and help us with that. These are all some of the questions that I'm going to be answering over, the next period of time. So today, I led off with, why is Facebook marketing like dating? Okay. I went to a business networking group the other morning, one of the first weeks that I was here, and I was talking to a lady and she was really nice. And she asked me what I did. And I was talking to her about what she did. And we were just getting to know each other. And she asked me what I did. And I said, well, I do social media marketing and digital marketing. And she goes, oh, wow, yeah. I could never do that. I know I probably should be on Facebook. That's the first place people think of when they think of social media marketing is Facebook. So that's where we're starting in here. But we will be talking about Instagram, LinkedIn, how to really utilize the power of connections in LinkedIn, even TikTok. For some of you are like thinking, oh man, TikTok is a young kid's game. Well, it's not, so stay tuned. We're gonna be talking about that in another episode. But she goes, I just couldn't really do that. I just don't know how to do that whole social media marketing thing. And I looked at her and I said, really? She goes, oh yeah. I said, well, it's kind of like what you're doing right here. And she gave me this look on her face and said, what do you mean? That's what the look said. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, why did you come here? You know, you and I are having a great little conversation. We're getting to know each other. And, that's why you're here at a business networking group. You want to get to know some other people and have them get to know you, right? And so you don't have a problem with that. She goes, yeah, but I like that, one-on-one, word of mouth type of advertising or, talking with people, stuff like that. And I said, well, kind of think of what I do is I help people create digital word of mouth. The same principles you use here are the same ones you want to use on social media. So it doesn't matter if you're going to, a networking group, which if you're not in one, I personally strongly advise every business owner should be at least part of one networking group. Get to know some people. Okay. But that's the key right there. So why is Facebook marketing like dating? Well, you meet somebody, or you see somebody that you want to meet. So what do? You might go up and introduce yourself and you talk a little bit. And then you say, hey, we want to get some coffee together. So what are you doing? You're getting to know somebody. And the key principle in social media or social media marketing, we call it marketing, but is the first word, social. Okay, it's not like Google or Google Ads where you're trying to, get in there, sale, sell, 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 sell. And there's a place for Google Ads as well. But it's all about being social. So what do you want to do? You go to a network marketing group, maybe you go to Qantas Club, maybe you go to Sweet Adelines. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're part of the Chamber of Commerce. You're a business and you want to be part of the Chamber of Commerce. What are you doing? You're trying to get to know people. You're trying to get one, you're trying to get to know them and they're getting to know you. Now, the greatest thing that you can do in social media is spend your time. And this is a long-term game. It's not a short-term game. Okay? Spend your time getting to know other people. Spend when you're especially when you're first starting out, nobody knows you. No, nobody knows your products, nobody knows your services, nobody knows you. And the thing is, people really aren't going to be buying your products or services, so they're going to be buying you. If they get to know you, and here's the next one. Okay, first principle, get to know other people. So you're on that date, you're getting to know somebody, you go have a cup of coffee, and there was one lady in the network marketing group that we went and had some coffee together. So I could get to know more about her business. And it was a really good business. I wanted to know, how long they've been in business. Sharing or getting to know on a genuine level. And then I said, what can I do to help you? Is there anything you're having trouble with right now? And basically, it came down to the same thing. Understanding social media seems to be one of the biggest things that I keep coming across over and over and over and over again. So getting through that barrier is probably the toughest part. Once we get past that barrier, now what do? We move on to stage two. Stage one is getting to know somebody. Stage two is liking them, getting to like them. Well, I know you. And now I'm like you a little bit. What does that do? It sets up for a second date, right? It's kind of like dating. You go, you have some coffee and you go, you know what? Do I like this person? I'm getting to know them. Kind of interesting. We've got some things common together. We can just sit and chat about, whatever. I was just talking with someone on the phone that was actually referred to me through social media. And we got talking, and all of a sudden we found out, which was really good. We spent most of the time talking about, once we started to get to know each other a little bit. Well, she grew up just really a few miles from where I grew up, which was kind of interesting, across another state border, but that's okay. They knew the same towns in the area where I grew up and my family. And so we had something in common, but we would have never had that common, never been able to just talk to each other. And that really helped get to know each other. So now we're like, wow, that's really cool. Maybe you both like bowling or something like that, or maybe you just went fishing in the same lake and found out what, wow, that is really cool. Yeah, I spent my summers up there, my grandparents' farm, or whatever it was. So you spend time talking, getting to know each other. You get decide that you like this person. So like dating, you might decide, I like this person or I don't like this person. You get to know somebody and truthfully, be honest. All right. I want to welcome everyone that's here. Chris and Debbie, thank you for joining. And there are some people that you just don't like. You start to get to know them, have you ever had that person? I know you want, everybody wants to like everybody. But be honest, okay? This is the raw stuff. This is the no BS stuff that I'm going to be talking about. It doesn't happen. Okay? Here's a quick story. Some years ago, I was a ballroom dance instructor. I know, I know. Anyway, I was a professional ballroom dance instructor, and part of what we did is we had 3 half-hour introductory lessons for like $5. So people would come in off the ad, and they would book the 3 half-hours, and whoever got that person. So here's somebody new, and their job was to, in the first half hour, get to know them. Okay. You had a second half hour to like them. Hopefully you liked them, but really you wanted them to like you as well. Okay. And in that half hour, they had to know you, get to know you, like you, and trust you. And what happened is, at the end of that half hour, they still had a half hour left, which is kind of like the closing half hour. They closed the person who came in for ballroom dancing at the end of the second half hour. So that way they had still another half hour to possibly either reclose them again or try and figure out what their, if they couldn't figure out what the objection was, try and figure out what that objection was. Or if they felt like they just weren't making a connection, and it happens, you don't make a connection with somebody, they turn them over to another instructor for the last half hour and let that person, maybe their personalities kind of clicked. I had that happen to me once. The other instructor got him for the first 2 half hours, and he was really tall and she was not. And so she, bottom line, she just didn't feel like, because of the height difference. I mean, she was short. Okay. Don't want to use that vertically challenged or anything like that. But he was really tall. So she felt uncomfortable. Yeah, she was getting some good instruction. He was knowledgeable, and she was able to get that, but she just didn't feel comfortable. So they put her with me for the last half hour. And I'm much shorter compared to him. And so we were able to build a rapport in a short period of time, got to know each other, liked each other. At the end, she decided to continue on with her ballroom dancing. And sometimes that's what it takes. You go on a date, you decide, maybe our personalities clash a little bit, something like that. And you might not do a second date. Maybe you do a second or a third date. You want to call it a date. First time you're just going out to have some coffee, and you want to decide if you want to take them out to dinner or go to a movie next time. It's the same thing in social media. Okay, you're getting to know somebody. You're getting to like. You want to know if you like this person. Okay. And in the end, you want to know if you can trust them. So when you go to a business networking group, what are you doing? You're getting to know people. You're getting to like people. Hopefully, they're getting to know you. But you're not spending time on you. You're spending time on them. Well, if you can show that you are genuinely interested in them and possibly offer something to them that helps them without expectation of anything in return, that is a great asset. And that's what we want to do in the knowing, liking, and finally get to that third stage. We're not trying to sell anything. Do not try to sell anything in this dating stage. You're not trying to, no. Okay, don't do it. Okay, knowing, liking, you finally get to that trusting stage. You're starting to trust each other. Maybe you can talk a little bit deeper, or all of a sudden you're going to know when they start to trust you. You go to somebody's post. Let's say you're in, you're in a business, and you see you joined a Facebook group. You just got on your new Facebook page. You're trying to make some connections. That you're thinking, okay, I'm a businessman. I want to make some connections. I need to make some sales. I want somebody to buy from me. Just throw all that out. Okay, yeah, you want to make some connections. That's exactly right. You want to find places where you can offer help without any expectation of return. Now, here's what happens. They don't trust you right away. You start posting on somebody else's comment. You find a really nice Facebook group that's kind of similar to what you do. I'm in several digital marketing groups. And, I've been just hanging out there, checking them out a little bit of time each day. And I read their posts, and there's people who post and going, you know what? I'm just having trouble with this. I'm just having trouble with that. And I said, I see something that if somebody's already responded like a thousand times to the comment, I'm probably not going to jump in unless I read some of the comments and the comments maybe are just kind of general or whatever. And I might just jump in there and say, oh, wow, I've had that experience. I've helped several of my customers do the same thing. Here's what we did. Boom. And you just give the answer. Just give the answer and hope that helps you. Have a great day. Boom. The first time you do that, first couple times you do that, they're not going to trust you. They might look at it, they might even try it. But that doesn't mean they're going to trust you. They might get to know your name. They see it once. But they want to see if you're going to be there more than once. You're not just trying to jump in and get a quick sale and then jump back out. I've seen people do that in business networking groups as well. And I bet anybody who's ever been in a business networking group that's been there for a while has seen that type of person come in and jump out. They come in, what they're trying to do is sell the group. They don't spend time getting to know the group. They don't spend time offering anything of value. And all they want to do is come in, pitch the group, and hopefully get a sale out of it. And then they get one or two sales, and boom, they're off to the next group. And boom, they're off to the next group. And pretty soon they've gone through all the groups in the city. And everybody knows their name, but guess what? It's not necessarily a good name. That's why the three principles of getting started in social media are the most important. And these are the three principles that you need to carry with you in all of your social media. I don't care if you're on LinkedIn or Twitter, if you're tweeting, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, wherever you are, TikTok, even Snapchat. Okay? Offer something of value, get to know people, hang out for a little while. And then what's going to happen is when they start to trust you, here's what's going to happen. They're going to start to ask you questions about what you do. Oh yeah, you know what? That was really, I've been kind of following your posts for the last couple of weeks or something like that. And that was really helpful that what you said on that other one. And I had a question for you because I was having trouble with this. Boom. Now they've opened up. Now they're telling you what kind of problem they might be having, or they're trusting you enough to say, hey, I need help in this area. Can you help in this area? Now they've opened up. Now you can share. Now you can talk about your business a little bit. You may not want to push too hard. You're still going from cold, call them cold clients, cold customers, and cold people. They don't know you. You want to turn them into a warm person, a friend. Social means getting social. So to know, to like, and to trust. These are the three principles that you want to carry with you in everything you're doing socially. And here's today's challenge. Okay? What I want you to do if you have a Facebook account is I want you to, especially if you have a business account, so work on growing your business account, but not to try and sell anybody. I want you to open up your business page and find a Facebook group that may be similar to yours, not necessarily competitive. Okay? And what I mean by that is, let's say you do landscaping. And I use this a lot because my brother's a landscaper, so it always comes to my mind. And so, what's a good group to join? Well, you could join a group of home construction, contractor people who build homes, or interior designers. Why? Because they talk to people about designing the interior of the home. A lot of times, someone who's redesigning the interior of their home, all of a sudden, they get knowing their interior designer, and then all of a sudden they start talking about, you know what, we've also been thinking about redoing the outside of our home too. Do you know anybody? They may not even say that, but you could be just having that conversation as an interior designer, and you go, oh yeah, I know this guy, and trust him really well. That's also really funny because my sister-in-law is the interior designer. So those two I always think of when it comes to someone who is complimentary to your service that might hear or get to know. And that's what we're doing in when we go to networking clubs, when we go to a business networking group. What are we doing? If we're really getting to know everyone in that group, we're getting to know them so that when I hear those key things, when I hear just that right phrase, just whatever it is, someone talking about their health and just, man, I just been wondering about this. Well, you know what? I know this lady who does this, and she's really good at it. So you're getting to know them, and all I'm doing is recommending somebody that I know personally. So what is that called? We all love it. We know it. The three words: word of mouth. We call it word of mouth advertising. I call it digital word of mouth advertising. Why? Because what we're doing on social media is creating those relationships that we can recommend to the people who follow us and our friends and stuff like that. And I can honestly say that when I recommend somebody, it's because I really know, I like them, and I trust them. I trust that they're going to do a good job. I know that they've do a good job, and they've done a good job, and I like them just as a person. They got great ethics and all of that stuff. That's what happens. So building those relationships is all about social media, digital word of mouth, and you're doing the same thing. We just do it on a bigger scale. So that is today's lesson. I don't like to call it a lesson, but that's today's tip. When you go out, find a group that you can become part of. Starting today, find a group that you can become part of. And let me know that you did this. This is your challenge today. So between today and tomorrow's episode, okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, just to give you a little hint, we're going to be talking about don't follow me to Facebook. I know it sounds funny, doesn't it? Because a social media marketer, what? Find out tomorrow. You got to come back tomorrow to find out what that's all about. That don't follow me to Facebook post is probably going to be the second most important post you're ever going to listen to on Facebook. Right? So get your group, become part of it, spend a few minutes. Okay? If you've just been trolling around on Facebook, start using Facebook with purpose. Join the group through your business Facebook page and start looking to see where you can add value. Look and see if there's always people asking about something. Going, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. Has anyone had that problem? In my digital agency group that I like to be part of and I take part of, I'm part of several things, some that just have nothing to do with digital marketing. Just some fun stuff. But I always hear people asking the question, So in the digital agency ones, people go, I had this trouble with this. Does anyone know how to solve that? If you're part of a business networking group, get involved in that and listen to what people are saying. Get involved in something else, some other smaller business groups, whatever it is. And some people might be going, hey, we're all business owners and we're all just kind of trying to figure it out sometimes because they don't always have all the answers either. As a business owner, you're going, man, I'm just opened my new business. We've been in business for 6 months and haven't handled this situation before. How has anybody else handled this situation? And maybe it's just something that you have recently gone through, or maybe that's part of your business and you help somebody. So you just offer that up. Just get friendly and let me know how that goes tomorrow. So I'll be looking forward to it. And you can even post, obviously, this is going to, from the live version, it's going to be on my post. So you can post comments throughout the day. Tell me what you're doing. I want to know if this stuff helps you. And throughout the day, here's just a little added something. If you think of a topic that you want to hear about, that you're more interested in, maybe it's just something that you're struggling with, let me know what those topics are, because I'll look at them and try and make them the subject of another post. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I'm sorry it went a little bit longer than I was planning. Each one, I'm planning on about 20 minutes for each of these live broadcasts, starting at 7 a.m. every single day. Okay, so be here at 7 a.m. Every single day. And if you can't make it, then obviously you can watch the replay. So my name is Matthew Zupan. I'm with Creation Internet Services, creationis.com. I do social media marketing. I help businesses like yours understand and get better at social media.